Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am friends on Facebook, and in real life too, with Pastor Ben Larzelier. Last Sunday, Pastor Ben wrote this post on Facebook. Easter is a season, not one day, and will last this year until the Feast of Pentecost on June 8th. The following is offered in joyful delight. On the first day of Easter, my true love gave to me an Easter lily with a colored egg. He has continued the posts all week. By Friday, it read, on the sixth day of Easter, my true love gave to me, seventh day of Easter, my true love gave to me 7 bags of pollen, 6 allergic sneezes, 5 one-eyed bunnies, 4 purple cassocks, 3 Easter bow ties, 2 pounds of chocolate, and an Easter lily with a colored egg. I'm waiting anxiously to see if there will be 12 days of Easter as per the song, or if he will go on with this for the full 50 days of Easter. In any case, it is always good for us to remember that Easter is a season in the church that lasts for 50 days or 7 Sundays. What's more, it can be said that every Sunday is a celebration of Easter, because every Sunday we gather in the name of our risen Lord to celebrate what he has done for us and how he is present still in our world and in our lives. Our gospel reading this morning takes us back to the day of the resurrection. In John's gospel, Jesus has appeared to Mary Magdalene in the garden, and she has rushed to tell all the other disciples about it. Now it is evening, and the community that Jesus created, those people who followed him and learned from him, have gathered together. They are in a locked room. They do not know what to believe or what to think to do next. They have shared the blessing of their time with Jesus. They have shared the triumph of the procession into Jerusalem. They have shared the trauma of seeing him arrested, beaten, and executed as a criminal. Now they gather to support one another and to try to figure out what to do. Suddenly, Jesus stands there among them. They are amazed, a bit skeptical, but he reassures them, "Do not be afraid, it is me. See, touch the wounds on my hands. Be at peace," he says. "All is well." Jesus has returned just as he said he would, and the disciples rejoice. And Jesus has a task for them. He breathes on them, giving them the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he tells them that with the power of the Holy Spirit, he will send them out to be his witnesses. He will send them out to love as he has loved, to heal and bring hope. Send them out to tell the story that God came to live a human life among them and died and was raised from the dead. They have gathered as a community in his name, in his presence, and now he asks them for a commitment to witness to his life and what it means for all who will come to trust in him. These past few weeks, we have heard messages about our capital campaign, Building with Hope and Blessings. And the first 2 of those weeks focused on community and commitment. That's something that we know about here at All Saints. Community. A community that gathers to sing and pray, to laugh and learn. A community that gathers along with communities around the world to hear the stories of God and to share the meal at God's table. We gather to witness to one another and to the world around us about our experience of God's love, mercy, and compassion. We know that even when community is challenging, It is a place where we are nurtured and supported, where we encourage and care for one another. And commitment. We are here because of a shared commitment to live our lives as people of God, as Easter people, shaped by the hope of the resurrection and the forgiveness of sins. Along with that commitment come other commitments. The commitment to serve in the world in Jesus' name, to feed people who are hungry, to care for strangers and newcomers to our church and to our land, to advocate for the common good of all our neighbors. And with those commitments comes also a commitment to this place, this community, and this physical space where we gather. We offer here our time and energy and share our gifts in worship and in fellowship, in learning together and in caring for one another, in all the mundane business of administrative work of making a church run, and in maintaining this physical property, which so many of you care for diligently. And all of this happens because we commit our financial gifts as well. We have no other way to support our staff, maintain our instruments, make payments to Constant Contact and Zoom so that we can stay in communication, and that Power Church database that keeps track of everything for us. Next Sunday is Commitment Sunday. And before you think, oh, that's a good Sunday to be gone, listen up. Next Sunday, we will have fun music provided by Entourage Jazz. Many of you have been here for jazz services, and it is a blast. After worship, we will gather for a shared meal to celebrate our community and the financial commitments that have been made to our capital campaign. Friends, we are invested in this community and in this building as the place that we gather. It is also the place where we offer hospitality to groups of musicians and students and host a child care for young people. Again, this summer we will have youth groups from out of state who will come and stay in our space and use our kitchen and our showers while they do service around the city. Yesterday, Meredith and I went to the Girl Scout Council Awards banquet and received the Council Service Award on behalf of All Saints Lutheran Church. And this is because for 2 years now, and June will be the third time, we have hosted the Girl Scout Council Day Camp for all the young Girl Scouts to come and run around the church and have fun and learn and grow together in that week. Our campaign goals are challenging, and times are uncertain. We may have some anxiety about this, but we also have trust that God will provide what we need to do what God is calling us to do in this place. God's Holy Spirit will move in this community to bring what we need. Or as one of our Bible study members said this week, you'll be amazed what God will do. In the second part of the gospel reading, Jesus has an encounter with Thomas. Now, he's often been called Doubting Thomas, but he only asks to see what all the other disciples already saw. And then there is a moment when I always imagine it as a movie. You know, you've seen in those movies where it's going along and then suddenly one of the characters looks out at you. And I imagine Jesus looking past Thomas and his disciples and out at us as he says, "Blessed are you who have not seen and yet believe. Happy are you who have heard the stories all your lives and live with them in your hearts. At peace are you who have not touched my wounded hands and yet you know that I am with you." That is the trust that we share as a community of God's people who live in the promises of Easter every day. And we trust together that in ways we can't yet imagine, we will be amazed at what God can do. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.